And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. State and local officials are working to increase access to free COVID-19 testing, which fell off amid low demand in the months between Oklahoma's winter and current summer spikes in cases. Deputy State Health Commissioner Keith Reed says the State Health Department has renewed an agreement with IMI Labs to stand up testing sites. The state is also seeking out more rapid COVID tests to give to local health departments.
You know, we're seeing that the public is really looking to those rapid tests, looking for the immediate results. This is kind of a shift from what we saw last year to where it was primarily PCR focused.
In Tulsa County, commissioners have awarded $500,000 in federal virus relief funds to the Tulsa Health Department for increased testing access through December. There's still no final decision from the feds on who should get COVID-19 booster shots, but Oklahoma health officials say they're ready to start giving them when one is made. An FDA advisory panel last week recommended third Pfizer shots for Americans 65 and up 6 months after their second doses, but it was overwhelmingly against boosters for younger people because of a lack of data indicating a strong benefit. Tulsa Health Department Executive Director Dr. Bruce Dart says they're just awaiting guidance from the CDC and FDA at this point.
More information will be provided on our website and social media as it comes in. The Tulsa Health Department, and again, nearly 350 pandemic providers, are prepared to begin administering booster doses if that is the recommendation from the CDC.
Booster shots for immunocompromised people are already available. A major project starts today on the interdispersal loop. A $26 million resurfacing project gets underway on southbound US 75. That's the east leg of the IDL. Southbound lanes will be closed starting today with detours to other segments. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation warns drivers to expect significant delays. Work being done includes pavement reconstruction, new lighting, and repairs to three bridges. Work is expected to continue into early 2023. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and hot today, with a heat index up to 102. Showers and thunderstorms tonight will cool things off tomorrow, though. Now clear and 73, I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.